Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Both on the Lower East Side and up in the Bronx, police are looking into a bunch of shootings involving pellet guns.
Alan Stern says he was walking to synagogue Monday morning with a couple of friends here on Clinton Street when they suddenly noticed a couple of guys on bikes. Then
I'm walking along and I see this gentleman in a bike, and he pulls up a big orange super soaker type thing. And next thing I know, I'm hitting the wrist.
He tells CBS 2 he wasn't badly injured, but hopes those responsible are caught. Now, an hour later, it happened again. A man was shot in the back with a pellet. He was walking near the Empire State Building at 35th and 5th. Sunday night, police tell us an MTA worker had given them a call saying he was struck by several pellets sitting in his car in the Bronx. And now the NYPD is working to determine if these are all connected somehow and who's responsible. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in the Lower East Side.
There was a shooting at Wild Memorial Park in Glen Rock. Bergen County prosecutors say a large crowd was playing basketball in the outdoor courts at around 7:30 last night when shots rang out. The victim, a man, has non-life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests, but officials say there is no ongoing threat, although the park will be closed till further notice. Some drama for jurors in the Bob Menendez trial. They were trapped in an elevator for about half an hour during what was supposed to be a 10-minute break. That was after they were forced from their usual assembly room because of flooding. Apparently, somebody left the sink faucets on over the weekend. Well, prosecutors are still presenting their case in the bribery allegations against the New Jersey senator. That trial will resume after Memorial Day. In Crown Heights tonight at the Jewish Children's Museum, both Mayor Adams and school's Chancellor David Banks will speak about city efforts to combat anti-Semitism in public schools. Specifically, the plan is to do it through education with changes to the curriculum. Museum co-founder Deborah Halberstam says she thinks Chancellor Banks is doing a good job, but that more can be done.
We have to change the conversation, and we have to bring together mutual respect and understanding. And we need to turn, we must turn the anti-Semitism from hatred. There is just too much anger and hatred in the streets.
Well, the museum was created in memory of Ari Halberstam, a 16-year-old Hasidic yeshiva student who was murdered in a shooting targeting Jewish teens in 1994. So when we think of the pizza battle in this country, we usually think of a New York-Chicago rivalry, right? But New Haven? For some reason, they think so.
Over 100 pizza makers, politicians, and veterans will enter a statement into the Congressional Record declaring New Haven the pizza capital of the U.S. The coup, organized by Colin Kaplan, the pizza guru and founder of Taste of New Haven.
It shines a light on all these families, all these businesses, all these amazing workers making the best pizza anyone will ever have in their life around the world.
Not so fast, said Mayor Adams.
It's all right for them to be number two, and they can buy over number three, but number one is ruled by this great, amazing city.
Adams called New Haven's move cheesy. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, speaking of pizza.
And as the years have passed, I've often thought of Brian, worried that he's lived his life, according to my advice, in pursuit of the dream of actually becoming a piece of pizza. And I wonder if Brian is out there somewhere deeply disappointed, covered in marinara sauce.
Yeah, that's Blue's Clues star Steve Burns giving the commencement speech at SUNY Delhi. He was talking about constantly telling preschool kids that they can do anything if they put their mind to it. He got a letter from a child named Brian who said he wanted to grow up to be a slice of pizza. He also noted the wisdom in the part of the Paw Prince song where he sings about that.
Because when we use our minds, take a step at a time, we can do anything.
Yeah, he says that serves as an empowering reminder of the power of hard work and the importance of having a dream. Another two teens in the hospital with gunshot wounds. That was in Brooklyn, where the 17-year-olds were hit last night outside 1225 Park Place in Crown Heights. Cops are said to be looking for six males who took off westbound on Sterling Avenue. With 1,000 migrants still coming to the city each week, the mayor says he won't budge on that 30-day shelter stay rule.
With existing shelter rules tightening, the city is poised to evict 200 migrants who have stayed past the 30-day deadline and haven't shown extenuating circumstances. Mayor Adams lashed out at critics who called the policy inhumane.
So now they say it's inhumane to do it in the summertime. It's humane to do it in the springtime. It's inhumane to do it in the fall time. It's always inhumane to have to not be able to house 198,000 people. There's no good time. I mean, there's no good time.
Mayor Adams said with roughly 1,000 migrants arriving still every week, tough decisions are necessary. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
When the eight public beaches open in the city over Memorial Day weekend, there are expected to be 250 lifeguards on duty. But that's not enough, and so sections of beach will be closed to swimmers. Deputy Mayor Meera Joshi.
Every region is suffering from not being able to get to the optimal number of lifeguards for their, whether it's a pool or a beach or a government entity or a private entity, there is an overall shortage of lifeguards. But we are confident that we will be higher than we were last year.
She says 560 new recruits have joined the lifeguard training program and that they expect to top last year's class of 850. Ideally, Joshi says they'd love to have 1,500, but that is just not going to happen.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.